Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Steve Weeks. He is the head cross-country boys coach here at Newton High School. Steve, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your coaching background and when you arrived here at NHS and how long you've been here.
All right. Well, I am now entering into my 10th season coaching cross-country here at the high school. Right before that, I did a couple years at Berg Middle School, kind of figured things out. And even before that, as a new hire here, they had me over at 8th grade volleyball for a couple of years. So I've been an active coach for a long time, but this is definitely one of the longer positions I filled here here at NHS.
Your background in running, you run in high school or college or anything?
Yes, I ran here actually at Newton High School back in the early 2000s. I'll have to admit I was not the most serious of runners. The program did not take itself too seriously, but upon my senior year, it kind of dawned on me that I had squandered an opportunity and that I truly loved running. And that's something that kind of always hung with me throughout all the years. And when given the opportunity, I wanted to come back and help transform the program. And honestly, there was a line of cross-country coaches before me that did a fantastic job of that. We're talking both Coach Bartellos. They did a lot of things to turn things around. So by the time I got here, the program was heading in the right direction. And I feel like we have a lot of athletes who take things very seriously and want to compete at top levels.
This year's team, kind of the makeup of it.
This year's team, it's a very new team. We've got 18 runners right now. Only 8 of them are returners. I got a couple senior captains, a junior who's come back, and a few sophomores. Other than that, a lot of freshmen and a few other in between the different classes. So even though it's a new squad, looking at some of the times that we've been doing, I have been seeing some fantastic times. And I think the Newton Cardinals will be putting themselves in good position to be competing when it gets close to the postseason.
Who are some of those that you think might be placing in some of these meets?
All right, well, my senior captains who are returning, they are definitely pushing the tempo a lot. So we've got senior Javen Doland and Christian Bookley. Those are my team captains. They have been running all summer, every summer for years now. And they're just great leaders, fantastic kids to be around. And I expect a lot out of them running-wise. They'll definitely be scoring on varsity. Along with them, I have a junior who's returning who battled a lot of injury last year. He was very dedicated but got hurt and just didn't give it the time to recover. So had a rough season last year. This year, he's in great condition, and he's competing for one of our top spots right now, and that's Lance Zabel. So Lance has been putting in a lot of work and effort. And we were able to recruit his twin brother, Levi, to come out. That was a bit of a shock, but a very happy one. And even though he's not run the 5K race much, he's already pacing himself to be a varsity scorer. Now, for the audience out there who's not familiar with cross country, we score taking the top 5 finishers from each team, and it's kind of like a golf score. First place gets 1 point, 10th place gets 10 points, and the teams with the lowest scores place the highest. And Lance and Levi are both in that top 5 spot, and it's phenomenal that one's been working hard, but to get his twin brother to come in and already be at that 5 spot, that's amazing. We also have a new transfer in by ways of East Marshall, Cooper Lenz, and he has been setting a place on fire running. He's been with our top pack, and I feel like as a sophomore, he's going to be impacting. So all those guys are all pretty mixed up in the top 5 right there.
When's the home meet?
I want to say that is mid to late September. What would be the third Tuesday, I believe? I think that might be like the 20th, yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
Yep. I know word has it that Maytag course is kind of rough.
You know, a lot of teams like to come by and let us know what they think about our course and how hilly it is. I would actually go out and on a limb and say that Maytag Park here in Newton is probably one of the hilliest courses that anyone runs in the state of Iowa. I don't think we do that on purpose, but we train there enough. We definitely don't mind because we're familiar with it, and it's just kind of nice when teams come in to see the defeat in their eyes and the struggle as we kind of soar up the hills, knowing where to spend that energy, where to run. It's it's kind of nice.
Little advantage there for the NHS runners, huh?
It is. It's a little home cooking. We don't mind.
Now, cross country is a little different than, like you said, football or some of the traditional sports. You guys run up against some of the top talent from bigger schools at a lot of these meets.
Oh, yeah. Every meet, it's always going to be a combination of some of the biggest schools, some of the smallest schools. Now, there are some meets that are all big schools or all small. We tend to favor the ones that have a little bit of both. And that's what makes cross country unique. You really have to go with your own personal feel and time just because you can't go off of placing. If there's a couple big schools, they could take all those positions. If you run against a bunch of small schools, well, yeah, you can win a whole bunch, but it doesn't really mean much. So we really want to make sure that we're placing ourselves against good competition and sometimes local competition, but good enough that we know where some of the best runners are in the state and even sometimes in the whole Midwest. We'll alternate going to the Twin Cities in Minnesota or down to St. Louis, and we'll run against some great programs in the entire Midwest just so we know where we stack up and kind of get those jitters out of the way. And then all of a sudden, running on, in Iowa doesn't seem so bad.
I imagine as a coach of a cross country and a very individual sport, it's gratifying to you to see the improvement from the beginning of the season to the end in each individual runner.
That's probably one of the best ways to really have a successful season is when you look at where you started and where you finished. That is the true mark of success. And that's a great thing about cross country. It's such an individual sport, but it's a team sport. Every single kid who wants to come out for cross country, you're going to run 5 miles. It's not like some kids get more races or less races. Everyone gets the same opportunity to do the same thing. And it's the same 5K distance. And you can see that evolution go on. And even the dynamics of a cross country meet. If you've ever had the chance to go out there, because it's so much of a personal struggle to beat your times, a lot of people don't see it as my team against your team. It's, hey, let's lift all of each other up, because if you're having a great race, I'm going to catch you, and then I'm going to have a great race. And you can even see it amongst the parents. You see parents cheering for kids from all other schools. It's kind of a really bizarre yet uplifting athletic activity, and it's still competitive. You don't want the other teams to do that well, but you want to bring people up, because when cross country is doing great, we're all doing great. And if one team's doing great, all the other teams are going to catch them. And it's kind of like if one program has success, the rising water lifts all ships sort of thing. So it's a great thing with cross country.
I see the passion there and you're talking about it. So that's great. I look forward to following the team all season long. We appreciate you joining us on the Coach's Corner today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fantastic. And as always, go Cards.
That is Steve Weeks, the head cross country coach for the boys here at Newton High School. And that is another edition of Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.